This is PCJ Media, broadcasting to listeners in South America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. We're broadcasting live at the moment. So stay tuned, because coming up next is the one and only Happy Station Show, right here broadcasting to that region on 9,955 kilohertz.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, the Happy Station Show. En directo de los estudios de PCJ Media, esta es la Estación de la Alegría. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Happy Station Show, broadcasting live at this very moment to listeners in South America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz. Now, we are literally live at the moment, which means if you send me, let's say, an email or a message on Facebook, I can respond to you either there right away or as we are doing the show. Now, just to prove that I am live, there's a message that came in a while ago from Noble. Yes, Noble Staten West. It sounds like a country western singer, I have to say, Noble. Are you a country western singer? Yes. Well, anyway, he had asked me a question, which I will respond to in just a little bit. An interesting question. And, well, it was funny because I hadn't thought about what you mentioned in your message to me on Facebook. So it should be interesting to, because all the memories are just like flooding back to me. You've just opened the floodgates, and my head is working in overtime at the moment. Anyway, as I said, we are broadcasting live. The very first edition of Happy Station to be broadcasting live. Well, not the first show, because Tom did a number of shows that were live, but this is the first one directed to South America and the Caribbean for the Revive show, which we did back in March. So hopefully reception is very good where you are. And I also want to say a special hello to the listeners listening via the web stream of WRMI, which is www.wrmi.net. So let me see. Yes, I have my coffee here. And, you know, right now in Taiwan, at this very moment, It's just after 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was a very unusual morning because today's show is not coming to you from the studio where we normally do the show. It's from another place, well, not too far from where I live, in fact. And it was a beautiful morning. The sun was out, beautiful, beautiful blue sky. And if I look out the window at this very moment, I can see a helicopter flying off in the distance in an area called Bali, Taipei, which is near Danshui. And then all of a sudden, it started to get gray and miserable and kind of bleh, you know. So that's my welcome to doing a live show. Blech, you know. Anyway, let's first actually get to something that I have to thank a number of people. This past week was my birthday. In fact, it was Wednesday. I'm just thinking about it. I'm still a day younger in the Americas, which isn't a good feeling. But December 9th is my birthday, and I've had a number of messages that have come to me via Facebook. So I want to thank the following people. Joanne Crockett, Marianne Cohey, Nick Travelalalalalalas, with a terribly unpronounceable last name. I'm sorry about that, Nick. Also, Patrick Henry Way, David Marks, Winthrop Yu, who is from the Philippines, and I think Johan's nodding, he did send in a recording message, and that, by the way, Johan Backer, our production assistant on the other side of the glass, and Kevin Baker, they got up so early today. Also to Joe D'Amato in Montreal, Canada, John Lentz, Don Gallian, Hao Chong, who is from China but now lives in New York City, Alexandra Gruber and her husband Jörg, who live in London. They're actually German. I didn't think they were too British with a name like that, right? Dimitri Meslin, Wenbin Han, Johan Rausrau from South Africa, Dira Eccles, Roberto Sagaoni, Rocky Rebeldo. And by the way, Rocky, if you are listening, we have a show dedicated to you coming up in the new year. And I think you know what that is about, right? Hopefully you do. Hopefully you didn't forget. Let me see. Norma Palin as well. Let me see. Who else do we have here? No, Skipper Ray. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So anyway, I want to thank all of you for sending in your birthday greetings to me on December the 9th, as well as the 8th of December, and I know that I've forgotten a few names, so if I didn't, you know, say a thank you to you personally, that doesn't mean I didn't mean to say thank you to you, huh? Well, it's too early in the morning, my brain is not working right. Anyway, I thought I would dedicate a song to all those who sent birthday greetings to me this past week for my birthday, and if you're wondering how old I am, well, I'm 39 and one day here in Taiwan, but I'm 39 years old exactly in the Americas. So, oh boy, I wish I was there right now. I'd be one day younger, another day closer to getting a facelift. Oh, I'm being very silly this morning, aren't I? Or evening for you, that is. Anyway, you're listening to the International Happy Station Show, broadcasting live to the Americas. You can get in touch with us here in the studio and have your greeting and all that read instantaneously. The email address is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And, well, it will arrive. And, of course, if you're on Facebook, just do a search for Happy Station. You'll find it. Anyway, I want to dedicate the following song to everybody that I just mentioned a moment ago, including to myself. And I thought, well, since it was my birthday and I'm getting another year older, oh, that's so painful to say that, I thought we would take a listen to Rosemary Clooney and Marlene Dietrich with Too Old to Cut the Mustard here on the International Happy Station. Hey. No, that doesn't seem to be the right one. Sorry, Kevin, let's try that again. Too old to cut the mustard. Marlene Dietrich. We can't do a retake, can we? All right, here it is.
The mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Once I kissed a millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. A gent I know with a big sedan swore he was an army man, and he got dressed up fit to kill in the uniform he wore at the Bunker Hill. Mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I entertained an actor I know. The moon was high and the lights well low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. It seems that every man you meet wants to sweep you off his feet. But gals, before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate. The mustard anymore. He's getting too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
The one and only Marlene Dietrich with Rosemary Clooney and Too Old to Cut the Mustard. Which makes me wonder, what kind of mustard is it? If you can't cut it, or does mustard have another meaning to it? I wonder. All right, you're listening to the International Happy Station, broadcasting live for the very first time to South America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. You can get in touch with us here in the studio at pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if you didn't have time to write that down, you can check out the PCJ website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. And you'll find, of course, the other ways to get in touch with us. Now, just before we did today's show, Noble, who is a faithful listener of this show, he lives in Tennessee, I believe. He asked me a question because he knows that I worked at one point for Radio Havana Cuba, and the question was, had I at any point ever substituted for Ed Newman? And if you don't know who Ed Newman is one of the newsreaders at Radio Havana. Well, I have a funny story, Noble, about that, which sort of all came back to me as I was preparing today's show. I actually know Ed, and I remember Ed when he first showed up at Radio Havana Cuba. It was a very funny thing, because Jorge Miares, who was the then head of the English department, it's now Isabel Garcia. Hola, Isabel. I know that you listen as well in Havana, so hola to you. But anyway, Jorge said to me, he said, oh, there's a guy from the United States who's coming here. And can you, you know, show him around and get him used to the place? So the day came when he arrived, and I went with Jorge to the Jose Marti airport in Havana, and we met Ed. And you obviously have never seen a picture of Ed before, and I used to bug him about it. You know that very famous picture, Mon Pa Kettle? I don't remember the name of the artist, but it's a very famous picture, Mon Pa Kettle. Ed looks like Pa Kettle. Yeah, I'm not kidding. It totally does. And I remember seeing it. I went, there were some other, you know, white faces coming out of the airplane. And I went to Jorge. I said, that's got to be him. It can't be anybody else. And then we brought him to his apartment in the Miramar section of Havana. And Ed literally started a few days after he settled in, and it took him a while to settle in because, as you may or may not know, Cuba is in a very difficult situation, has been for a number of years economically, and there's a number of blackouts and things like that. So getting him settled into his apartment was a little difficult because there was no electricity and stuff like that. But anyway, eventually came, and he showed up for work. And I remember Langston Wright, whose real name, by the way, who's passed away, but his real name was Michael Finney. Langston said, Ed, you know, with a very Californian kind of accent, he said, Ed, I want to have you do news about Cuba. And Ed went, sure, I will do that. That will be fine. And I went, oh, this is going to be interesting. And I remember the first time that he did news about Cuba, it was like, this is news about Cuba. I'm Ed Newman. And I think he was sitting as close to the microphone as I am. It was quite amazing. And so getting back to your question, have I ever filled in for Ed Newman? The answer is yes. I filled in for him on a couple of Saturdays, reading news. And that was a long time ago. Ed is a great guy. And his wife is a beautiful, beautiful woman by the name of Patria. And for many years, she was the receptionist for the English language section of Radio Havana, Cuba. And they got married, when was it? 1990? I'm tapping the table. But it was between 1993 and 1996. They got married. Anyway, yes. And that's it. I hope that answered your question, Noble. All right. You're listening to the International Happy Station, broadcasting, like I said, to South America and the Caribbean. The current time is 2:20 hours UTC. That's 10:20 a.m. local Taiwan time. And as I said before, it is very early for me. Oi. Anyway, I do want to dedicate the next song going out to a listener of ours all the way in Toronto, Canada. He's not exactly from Toronto. He's originally from Vancouver. He moved to Vancouver from Hong Kong. And then a few years ago, he moved to Toronto. His name is Raymond Vong. And I met Raymond, I think, just after, maybe about 2 weeks after I moved to Vancouver. So we've known each other for a number of years. We met on I don't remember the name of the street. But anyway, yes, Raymond's a great guy. So I thought we'd play one song for him as he is listening at this very moment. We're going to take a listen to Jim Crochet, an operator here on the International Happy Station.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't it? Give me the number if you can. sure. I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. But that's not the way it feels. You help me place this call, 'cause I can't read the number that you just gave me. There's something in my eyes, you know it happens every time. I think about the love that I thought would save me. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. But that's not the way it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. There's no one there I really wanted to talk to. Thank you for your time. Oh, you've been so much more than kind. You can keep the dime. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real. But that's not the way it feels.
Jim Crochet and Operator here on the International Happy Station. And that song was going out to a dear friend of mine by the name of Raven Vong, who's listening at this very moment in Toronto, Canada. And he just reminded me just a few seconds ago where we actually met. It was on Davie Street in Vancouver, but that's all that I can remember. If you do remember more, Raymond, let me know. I want to say hello to Jeff White, who has been very supportive with this show and has done a marvelous job to help me get this show on the air live. We're doing a test today, first of all, to see that if we can do it live. And apparently now we can, and we're just working out a couple of bugs. I had to pass a message that Jeff sent me just a moment ago to Kevin Lee in the control room, because apparently our levels were a little bit low. But for us to hear what is coming out of WRMI is a little difficult. So if you are listening either via the web stream or on shortwave on 9955 kilohertz, let me know. I do want to play something for Jeff White right now. Jeff and I have a mutual friend who's a very eccentric individual. A very eccentric individual. He was a guest on the show not too long ago. His name is David Monson. And by the way, David Monson will be co-hosting with me the special December 31st edition of Happy Station between 2 and 4 hours UTC. And it should be a lot of fun. That show is going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of surprise guests. And a lot of surprise contributions. And some of them, by the way, will be used for the transmission from 16 to 1800 hours on December 31st. But anyway, a number of years ago, David Monson released an LP made up of recordings that he did on Brussels Calling on Belgian Radio International. And today, when I showed up at the studio, and I'm, you know, right now I'm looking outside and I can see, what building is that in front of me? That's the Cathay Pacific Bank to the left. To the right is just a regular office tower. And from the vantage point that I'm in, I can, like, literally, it's like, you know, remember there was that movie by Alfred Hitchcock, Rear Window, right? So I'm looking out the window, and I'm thinking, you know, this is like Rear Window. I can see all the goings-on in the offices, which is quite fascinating. It's kind of I know it sounds a bit perverted to be spying on people, but they're probably spying on me, so let me wave at them right now. There we go. But anyway, one of the recordings that was released on this LP is David describing what he can see through his window at Belgian Radio International and what's going on in the offices at La Radio-Télévision Diffusion Belge. So I thought we would take a listen to it right now. This is going out to Jeff White and to all those who remember David Monson.
It's amazing, you know, what I can see from my window, from our studio window. I'd feel rather like Bartleby in Herman Melville's short story. You remember him staring out at a blank wall? Well, I'd feel rather like Bartleby if it wasn't for the fact that the wall on the opposite side of my studio happens to contain floor upon floor. There are 11 of them. 1911, yes. Floor upon directors on the 10th or 11th floor, not quite sure. Perhaps he spends his life gazing down in my window. Now, floor upon floor of those asymmetrical windows. Now, it's not the asymmetry of the windows that interests me. It's the goings-on behind the windows that does, and I'm not sure sometimes whether the occupants of the offices they give light to realize that somewhere on the opposite side of the building the eyes of a voyeur are at work, a peeping Tom at his dirty work. This could also end up sounding like the first chapter of a novel by a French existentialist. Ever heard of Babousse? I was always fascinated by that first chapter of L'Enfer, that's what it is, right? Hell, where the principal character is found almost on the first page, I think, peeping through a hole in the wall, or was it a keyhole? And he was peeping through the hole at his neighbors in the hotel room next door. If you want to know what they were up to, well, read the book. What's so wrong with wanting to know what the neighbors are doing, anyhow? Everybody wants to know what I'm doing. I mean, my neighbors, that is, my street. I'm treading on dangerous ground now, but I'm almost sure that... Oh, would you believe it? There they go again. Barbusse's hero. Almost sure that Barbusse's hero or anti-hero would have found as much delight in his unnatural pastime by working for the radio station. This radio station. Now, this has left you all guessing, I suppose. I'm sure you'd give anything to find out what was actually going on right now in our studio. You can only hear my voice, and I'll vouchsafe for the fact that I'm proper enough, but you should see how the rest of them carry on here when I'm on the air. Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing on our studios. You can believe me if you wish. To get back to the window. And by the way, this is the first chapter of an existential novel I'm writing. Getting back to the windows, then, and what I can see in the windows opposite our studio. Right at this moment of time, what looks like a young blonde combing her long blonde hair, her one or two long blonde hairs. In a moment she'll be laying on the lipstick. Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Yes, a touch of rouge to the right and the left cheek, dab of powder to the brow, quick squirt of whatever deodorant to below the right and left ear. She stands back to admire her handiwork, deodorant to the right or left ear, under her arm. She stands back to admire her handiwork. She gives herself a kiss in the mirror and gets lost once again in her handbag, no doubt searching for the nail polish. I wonder what director she's going out with tonight.
Yes, David, I wonder as well. That was David Monson. And David, by the way, will be my special co-host on the transmission on December 31st from 2 to 4 hours UTC here on the Happy Station. And you know it's funny, because I was listening to that and I'm looking in the offices right now and I can see a man and a woman standing at a window, but something is missing. Yes, something is missing. What is it? Let me see if I can... Yes, their clothes. No, I'm just kidding. You are listening to the International Happy Station. The area of Taipei that we're coming to you from today is on Zhongshao Donglu, near Zhongshao Donghua, in Taipei City. And it's a very vibrant area. Now, when I was coming to the studio to do the show today... something that I know this may sound very strange to you. Now, we all know what a hamburger is, right? We all know what a hamburger is, but people here eat hamburger for breakfast. Now, it's not the hamburger that you're probably thinking of. It's very different. It's quite different. These hamburgers either include chicken or fish or shrimp or something else, but it looks like a hamburger and it smells like a hamburger. But it doesn't taste like a meat hamburger, you know. So we actually had one of those just over an hour ago. It was very, very delicious and very cheap, by the way. Yes, very cheap. Less than, I mean, with the coffee and this breakfast. And there was there were three of us, Johan, Kevin, and myself. I think it came out to less than, if I put it in U.S. dollars, less than like $5 U.S., which is nothing for breakfast. All right, I want to say hello now to Clara, who's listening to us in Oklahoma. And we're going to dedicate a song to you, Clara, next here on the show. And I hope that you enjoy it. It's a singer from the Netherlands by the name of Connie Vandenbos. And she's had, she's recorded a number of songs over the years. What was one of the most popular ones? I mean, to think, Daisy a Day is one. She sang in Dutch, of course. A number of others. And I think she even represented Holland during one of the Eurovision Song Contests many years ago. The song we're going to take a listen to going out to Clara today is called Ik Bin Gelukkig Zonder Jou. Here's Connie Vandenbos on the International Happy Station.
Het is nu eindelijk een feit, ik ben je kwijt, ik ben je kwijt. Je knoeit de as van je sigaar, nu voor het kan verder maar bij haar. Je vraagt me niet meer wat we eten. Ik kan van nu af aan vergeten wat jij het liefste s'avonds lust, zelfs hoe je vroeger hebt gekust. Ik ben gelukkig zonder jou, nu ik niet meer van je hou. Mijn leven krijgt een nieuwe kans, van sprong of net op tijd en dans. Ik ben gelukkig zonder jou, ik ben geen bon vivant die s'avonds laat naar leugens zoekend voor me staat. Je lacht, je stemt de harde stap, wil galmen niet meer op de trap. Je hoeft niet stiekem meer te fluisteren en ik niet aan je deur te luisteren. Ik kan vergeten wie je bent en dat ik je heel goed heb gekend. Ik ben men van me denkt, ik zie wel wat de toekomst brengt. Voorlopig rust geen commentaar op elke krul speld in mijn haar. Je kunt je medelijden sparen, het net als voor we samen waren. Het voet een einde van het bed bij de verwarming neergezet.
Ik ben gelukkig zonder jou, Connie Vandenbos, going out to Clara here on the International Happy Station. The other thing I want to mention, actually, is for the two shows that we are doing at the end of the year, we had a contest that's been running now for a few months. We're not going to run the Morse code message today, only because we didn't bring it. Well, I didn't bring it. So I'll just do it, okay? So let me just spend a few seconds, and I'll go, beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, there we go. You heard the Morse code message. That was probably just gobbledygook or something. Or somebody now is going, how dare Keith said that? He just insulted me. But anyway, when you heard that message, just send us an email at what time you heard that message, what came before it, what came after it, and you'll be entered into the lucky draw, and we'll be announcing the winners during our transmission at 16 to 18 hours UTC on December 31st. The prizes are, and I'll go through them very quickly. The first prize is a Sanjen ATS-909 shortwave receiver. The second prize, a Sanjen ATS-606A shortwave receiver. The third prize are the three books from Jerry Berg about international shortwave broadcasting. The fourth prize is a one-year membership to the magazine Communication from the British DX Club. And the fifth prize is going out to 10 lucky winners. And it's one copy each of Tom Meyer's CD, Easy Come, Easy Go. Songs that Tom recorded for the Happy Station in the 1970s and 80s. In fact, we actually have some Tom coming up in a little bit. But first, I want to take a moment to tell you about some interesting radio.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called the Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 idents and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
The British DX Club is one of the world's leading DX clubs, with hundreds of members both in the UK and around the globe. BDXE produce a comprehensive monthly magazine called Communication, covering all aspects of the DXing hobby. The BDXE Audio Circle is also available and is a monthly program of DX catches and general chat about radio. For more information, please write to the British DX Club, 10 Hemdeen Hill, Caversham, Reading, RG4, 7SB in the United Kingdom, or visit the website at www.bdxc.org.uk. That's www.bdxc.org.uk.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Again, the website for SwitzerlandInSound.com is just that, SwitzerlandInSound, all one word, .com. I want to say, want to mention one thing right now. Actually, it's two things, but kind of all together. There's two other stations that are now picking up the Happy Station. One of them started last week, and that is South Hearts Radio in the United Kingdom. So, South Hearts Radio in the United Kingdom, and you can check out their website to find out when we're scheduled, because I don't remember it off the top of my head. Their website is www.southhearts, spelled H-E-R-T-S, radio.com, southheartsradio.com. And also, starting this coming Sunday at 1.05 a.m. local time, well, actually, that's Monday, so it's 1.05 a.m. Monday, KBCT in Waco, Texas, and they are the ABC radio affiliate in Waco, so you can catch the Happy Station on KBCT. Their website, of course, is kbct.com at 1:05 in the morning on Mondays. And check them out online with the website that I just mentioned. But you can find out all that information at the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And our email to get in touch with us here in the studio is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And I want to say hello to Kapwani King, I can't even pronounce it, Kiwi Ga. I think I'm pronouncing that. She is all the way somewhere in South America. She didn't say where exactly. But anyway, thank you for tuning in today. Anyway, we have, you know, we go to a number of fabulous places. And I thought, well, by saying that, of course, that's a segue to our next song. Here's Tom Meher and Fabulous Places on the International Happy Station.
There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There are so many fabulous faraway places, mountains and jungles and desert oases. Sit down in your chair, folks, and I'll take you there, folks. Just follow me. For there are so many fabulous faraway places to see. Why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me? I feel certain there's people you'd be glad to know there. So switch on your radio set and we'll go there. Go to those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Bangkok and Hong Kong and Paris and Venice, Tokyo, Cairo, Lisbon and London. Fabulous faraway places you're longing to see. Even if you just want to spend one single day there, it's possible in your own home, simply stay there. I'll show you those fabulous places you're longing to see, such as Siam, Siena, Vienna, Verona, Java, Jamaica, Bombay, Barcelona. Show you those fabulous places.
To Tom Meyer and Fabulous Places here on the International Happy Station, broadcasting to listeners in South America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz and via the web stream of WRMI for those outside of that area at www.wrmi.net. Well, it's currently 2:46 UTC. And, you know, we're only here for 55 minutes, but I thought, you know, let's play another song, because some people say that I talk too much. Other people say that I don't talk enough. So I was trying to find a, you know, a fine line in between the two. Yes. I wonder if I can ever do that. I don't think so. So let's have another piece of music. Let's take a listen now to the Kai Vonner Singers and In the Good Old Summertime here on the Happy Station. Paul Weiner and his singers with Good Old Summertime here on the International Happy Station. All right, before we end off, I want to take a moment to tell you about an upcoming special show that we have also coming up later. Next week on the show is going to be the second part of our interview with Dodie Cowan, but this time we'll be speaking to her as Deborah Ray, the author, and that is next week here on the International Happy Station, and that will be for our transmission to North America from 16 to 1655 UTC. And then the first show of the new year, January the 7th, my special guest is going to be Steve Lawrence, half of Stephen Eady. So join us for that show with Steve Lawrence here on the International Happy Station on January the 7th. You know, one of the interesting things about doing the show live, actually, is, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I was extremely worried for a few days thinking, okay, what happens if the communication line goes down? Because just to tell you how we are feeding this show, it's not, of course, being sent by satellite. It's being sent by just a traditional phone line. But for those who are regular listeners on shortwave, as you know, sometimes phone line actually sounds great on shortwave because of the lone bandwidth that is being used. So I'm not quite sure how it sounds on the web stream, but I'm sure I'll find out later. But if you're wondering if this show, the one that you're listening to right now, will be uploaded online, yes, it will be, because as we've been doing the show, we have been recording it. So this show will be available online in about 30 minutes on our website at www.pcjmedia.com, at www.pcjmedia.com. Anyway, I think we have to end off because I'm looking at the UTC clock, the atomic clock that I have here in the studio, and it is currently 2:51 UTC. So, we're going to end off. Coming up today for our transmission to North America from 16 to 1655 UTC, which is 12 to 12:55 in the afternoon on the east coast of North America on 9955 kilohertz. My special guest on the show is going to be a flamenco player from the Netherlands by the name of Jaco Müller. And I think we played his music not too long ago. So anyway, he is going to be my special guest today, coming up for our transmission at 16 hours UTC. So, on behalf of everyone who helped to, to get today's live edition on the air, Jeff White, my good friend Ty, who is letting us use his recording studio to do the show, Johan Backer, our production assistant, Kevin Lee, our technician, this is Keith Perron all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara. You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America and South America on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. If you want more information about PCJ, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. You're listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America, like I said, on 9,955 kilohertz. Stay tuned because more great programs are coming up next here on Radio Miami International.